always a difficult situation. Carl, you've tweeted earlier saying it's one of your worst days of your involvement in rugby league. And Paul Cook, your coach, who's done such a great job over the years, leaving the club today by mutual consent. Must be a sad day personally and professionally.
Oh, 100%. You know, he's achieved a lot with us, and obviously we're in a results-driven business. And, you know, I went over to see Paul this morning, and it was really, really tough to speak with him like that. And we both thought it was the best thing to do for Doncaster Rugby League Club.
Obviously, you've been there since 2013. You had a great season last year, finishing fourth in the championship. But for some reason this year, it's just not quite clicked on the field.
Yeah, well, we've been here. I think I took over the ownership of the club in 2009, and then we've just gone up and up and up, and we won the league the first time in the club's history, and then finished first, and then won the final. And Paul had a massive part to play in that, and Tony Miller, who was the coach at the time, you know, was massive. And then he, for one reason or the other, he decided to step aside, and he was the one who recommended that Paul just take over to make it smooth. And we finished sixth in Paul's first year, and then we finished fourth last year. So, you know, why it's gone real wrong, we don't know. But like I says, we, you know, it's about results. And I've been to see Paul this morning, like I said, and he just thought, as long as myself, it was the best thing to do for the club.
And it seems that he's still a young coach with a great future ahead of him in the sport, just sadly not at Doncaster at this point in time.
Oh, he works really hard, and he'll have a big future, I'm pretty sure of that. But for one reason or another, it just hasn't worked with this group of players. So we'll, you know, we wish him well. I don't know if you've seen his statement. It was very, very nice, and, you know, he leaves the clubs with real good intentions, and he's been very amicable and very complimentary to the club and the staff and everyone around the place.
His assistant has left as well. You've got a game coming up at the Summer Bash this weekend, a big game against Hunslet side. Do you have any plans in place for who'll be taking the team for that and for the matches coming forward?
Well, you know, obviously I've been in the game a long time, and it was... it wasn't intended, and we didn't know this was going to happen, so I'll address the players tomorrow and probably take the session tomorrow, and then we'll advertise for the job. So we need to make sure we make the right appointment, but we don't need to rush. You know, we've got some help here if I need it, but I'll certainly be stepping up to the plate tomorrow just to address the players and take tomorrow's session, and then we'll just take it from there.